It's time to talk a little baseball. And this spring training report is brought to you by Kubota, Golf Tech, and WOW Internet. And joining us on the hotline right now, Todd Derry from WaitingForNextYear.com. He also has a new podcast coming out along with his brother Matt. It is called the Derry Brothers Tribecast, which you can catch over on WaitingForNextYear.com. I know they're going to talk a lot about bunting and their love for it. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Gino, I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
So the next episode, is that all on the art of bunting and how great it is for the game?
I'm sure at some point this season, you know, a healthy Frankie Lindor is going to come up with first and second and nobody out and lay down a bunt, and I will go ballistic. And then my brother and I on the new Derry Brothers Tribecast will dedicate an entire segment to how much we hate bunting.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for that. So be sure to check it out. How many episodes are we in? Two already?
We just did two. Yeah, we're doing a weekly Indians podcast, my brother Matt and I, and it's going to be, I think when the season starts, we'll probably change dates, but right now it's Fridays is what we're putting them out Friday afternoon. So yesterday we put out episode two. I think you guys will enjoy it if you're a big Tribe fan, so check it out.
All right, so maybe we'll cover a couple things that you and your brother have already covered. So just first, let's start with the Tribe's offseason. Make a couple moves. Edwin is out. Carlos Santana back. Jake Bauer's in. How do you see their offseason moves that the Indians made to get this team ready for 2019?
Well, I think anybody who is a fan of this team would be disappointed with the offseason. You know, the attitude of the front office and ownership seems to be, well, this division is terrible again, so we'll just, you know, wait till late July or even into late August at the second at the waiver trade deadline to make a move. And we'll make our additions then, and we'll cut payroll, and it'll be fine because our rotation's great. We still have, you know, two of the top nine position players in the game, and we'll figure it out because the division's bad. I think that attitude is not great. I like Jake Bauer a lot. I think he'll be a nice piece to add. I mean, people, I think because of, you know, the burying of Yandy Diaz, who I think had never gotten a fair shake.
Sure.
You know, if they would have gotten Jake Bauers and still had Yandy, I think I would have felt a little better about it because I just think Yandy got a really raw deal here. But be that as it may, I think the additions in the bullpen will be fine. I like Tyler Clippard. Alex Wilson, I think, will be serviceable. I think trading Yan Gomes was the right move because I think he's at peak value. And truthfully, I think if Roberto Perez can hit at all, it'll be fine because his defense is so great and he handles the staff so well. But overall, they could have done more. I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why. I just don't really get the logic of behind the division is terrible, so we're not going to make any moves.
Where is your worry level on the Twins? I mean, for me, I think they're the only competition for the Indians in the Central. I have in the back of my mind the White Sox a little bit, but when they miss out on Machado, they still have a bunch of young guys that they're trying to work in. Kansas City and Detroit, I'm not worried about at all. But my worry level for the Twins is maybe like a 3 right now. Is that too high?
A 3 out of 10, you're worried?
Yes.
I mean, I would put it more like a 6 because you look at that lineup with the addition of Marwin Gonzalez. Their 1 through 9 is appreciably better than what the Indians are going to put out every day. What they did in the offseason, the Twins, to me, had maybe the best, if not top 3, best offseasons of any team in the majors. Nelson Cruz, great addition. Wouldn't you have liked Nelson Cruz to be DH
hitting
court for the Indians? Of course. Adding Marwin Gonzalez, a guy they're going to move all over the diamond as the super utility, and he'll probably still get 500 bats. Was great. Their rotation, while the Indians' rotation is much better than theirs, I think is getting the short end of the stick. Jose Berríos is very good. Kyle Gibson's coming off his best season, is only going to get better. I think Jake Odorizzi is a lot better than people give him credit for. Their bullpen's got some question marks, but I would say that they're probably going to be nipping at the Indians' heels all year long. It wouldn't shock me if the Indians were playing into late September in a pennant race, which while I think it's, you know, not such a great thing to be in a pennant race, I think if we learned anything from last year, it's you can't just coast all the way in and just say, oh, we're going to flip the switch in October and it's going to all work out.
Oh, come on. That's the easy thing to do. But I think that will be nice, though, to have that competition. Todd Derry joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, talking a little about the Indians and spring training. So, all right, so maybe my worry level will start to come up now a little bit. But we'll see. I'll keep them down a little bit lower. We'll see what maybe keep my expectations a little bit higher for the Indians. Now, when you look at this roster, you talked about the moves they made in this offseason. Obviously, grabbing Hanley Ramirez earlier this week is a nice addition. Where's your biggest worry level? For me, it's either outfield or bridging that gap to get the ball to Brad Hand. But I know you mentioned a little bit earlier the bullpen may be a little bit better than people are giving it credit for. So as you look at this team right now, where is your biggest worry level?
It's got to be the outfield. And also, just when you're putting together a batting order, 5 through 9. You know, the way I look at it, and you just never know which way Tito's going to go, but the way I look at it is Jake Bowers is going to be hitting 5th. He's completely unproven. And that's the guy who's going to be protecting your big guys. If it were me and I were an opposing manager, I would say to whoever's pitching, don't give Jose Ramirez anything near the strike zone, because what do you have behind him? I mean, I don't know where he's going to place Carlos Santana. I'm assuming you're going to see Lindor 1, Leonis Martin 2, Jose Ramirez 3, Carlos Santana 4. At that point, I don't know why Jose Ramirez and Carlos would see anything to hit. With that said, going back to the outfield, you know, you just got question marks all over the place. I mean, Leonis Martin, like you said, you know, earlier, 3 for 3 last night. It'd be a nice redemption story. But let's be honest. He's coming back from almost dying, number one. Number two, last year, he's been in the majors for, you know, a decent amount of time. He's not like a 25-year-old guy. He's 30. He's been in the majors for a while. He's up until last year was never an everyday, a true everyday, you know, starting center fielder. Great glove, but his first half of last year was easily the best half of baseball he's ever played. So you don't know what you're going to get there. You have no idea what you have in Jordan Lupo. Tyler Naquin, I'm not a huge fan of. I know they say he's healthy, and he was swinging a good stick at the beginning of last year when he was healthy. Again, jury's still out there. And you don't know what they're going to do. You know, Greg Allen, I want to believe that Greg Allen's going to be the guy. You know, I just don't know. Bowers may be in left field now with the addition of Hanley Ramirez. Hopefully Hanley works out. So it's outfield to me is the biggest question mark, followed by the bullpen. But I do think they have enough arms in the bullpen where they have enough guys that they're going to throw up against the wall and a few will stick.
Are you – I don't want to say worried because – I don't want it to turn into a doom and gloom. But depth on the infield, I think, is another issue that the Indians have. Obviously, Lindor, we'll see if he's ready for opening day. Kipnis is now dealing with a little bit of a hip issue. Ramirez took one off the foot last night in their game against the Dodgers. So our depth worry you a little bit on the infield as well?
Well, you know, here's what I would say. Jose Ramirez and Frankie Lindor, if they're healthy, they're playing every single day.
Right.
They're not coming out of the lineup. So those two should be in there. Kipnis, at this point in his career, I think it's kind of he is what he is. Whatever we get from him is a bonus at this point. Depth-wise, I mean, we'll see what Max Moroff and Yu Chang have to offer. Chang, you saw the good and the bad last night.
Yep.
2 throwing errors at short, and then he had a beautiful home run, absolutely crushed it. Swing looks reminds me a lot of Yan Gomes' swing. But one of those two will most likely be your utility man. I mean, could they have added another guy like a Logan Forsythe who was out there to a minor league contract to be a more of a utility player? Yes. I would have loved to have seen Marwin. I think Marwin Gonzalez, he ended up on the Twins. He would have been a perfect guy to move all over the diamond. So, the infield depth is not great. The outfield depth, also not great. But just like everything else with this team, it all comes down to the starting pitch.
Yes.
And, you know, 5 out of 5 days, you know, most weeks, you're going to have that advantage.
Absolutely. And that's where we're going to go to next, to turn all the doom and gloom into a bright, shiny, shiny situation here for the Indians. It's the starting rotation. Arguably the best in all of baseball, 1 through 5. Bauer's back. He's going to pitch again today. Kluber, Carrasco, Clevinger are getting closer to spring debuts. First off, Best rotation in baseball, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And from there, you can win a lot of, you know, 2-1, 3-1, 4-2 ball games with this rotation, where you might not have to worry about some of the questions we have in the bullpen, while some of the starters give you depth and just hand it over to Brad Hand for an inning and a half save as well.
And this is what my brother and I talked a little bit on the podcast about yesterday. You know, you're going to have to win games 3-2, 4-1. This is how the Indians are going to have to win until somebody emerges in this lineup. So the good news is that rotation on, you know, most days you're going to get 6-7 innings out of these guys at least, and probably more. I think this is the problem now with having Jake Bowers and Trevor Bauer on the same team, and we were just talking about I think Trevor Bauer is going to have a monster year. I really do. This changeup that he's developed, I think he's going to have a monster year. To me, the biggest question mark is, will Corey Kluber find basically what he was, you know, basically up until for the last 4 years, up until the second half of last year? The guy was clearly not himself. I think that 2016 really did a number on him. His velocity was down. Everybody saw it. And he was essentially throwing two pitches for the last 6 months of the season. If Trevor Bauer pitches as well as we think he's going to, Kluber gets back to his Cy Young form. I love Carlos Carrasco. Clevinger's only getting better. And Shane Bieber, you put him on most staffs. Most staffs in this league would love to have him in the three hole. Indians have him in the five hole. So, you know, if Kluber can really recapture, you know, if we're so spoiled by how great he's been, if he can recapture his Cy Young form, I mean, we're golden. And I think that's what they're banking on, and that's kind of why the front office kind of went in the direction they did. I'm not saying it was the right move, but I think that's kind of the reasoning behind it.
No, absolutely. Todd Derry joining us, and I wish I had a little bit more time, but I don't want to take all of your podcast material away from you. So, again, people to read your articles, check out the podcast. Where do they need to go? What do they need to do?
Waitingfornextyear.com. You can check out the Derry Brothers Tribecast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. You can look us up. It's under the Waiting for Next Year family. So it's the Waiting for Next Year podcast. You'll see it listed as the Derry Brothers Tribecast. And you can follow me on Twitter at TD, the number one, Tribe KU.
And you said already two episodes have already hit?
Yep.
Beautiful. Well, I look forward to checking those out, as any Indians fan should, as we're just a couple of weeks away from opening day of the season, home opener right around the corner. So, Todd, I look forward to talking to you a little bit more throughout the year and, of course, interacting on Twitter as well.
Of course. Anytime, Gene.
There he is. Check him out. Todd Derry, waitingfornextyear.com. A fantastic podcast with his brother, Matt, who you've heard here hosting on 92.3 The Fan, has been a staple in Detroit for decades over there. That spring training report, is brought to you by Kubota, Golf Tech, and WOW Internet. So be sure to check out those great sponsors. And spring training baseball is now here, and regular season baseball right around the corner. And more importantly, fantasy baseball is here as well.